Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route, on this glorious 56 degree, 74% humidity Monday morning, getting the week kicked back off after traveling across the country, running in the granddaughter, then seeing the Pittsburgh Steelers the next day. Let me start with this. Let me just say this. Number one, granddaughter steals the show. Granddaughter steals the show, unquestionably. It may be her personality, and I was always thinking, a lot of it has to do with personality, and a lot of it has to do with the way we condition her or train her or raise her to be the person that she is. My God. For a three-year-old, just so explosive. I mean, not explosive, but energy and explosions is stimulating and engaging, constantly talking. I guess all three-year-olds do that. And I guess everybody probably thinks the same about their granddaughter. But I ain't the kind of person who usually do that. You usually got to show me something. I don't give a damn who you are. Even my own kids, I'm looking at you. All right, you're here. What you gonna do now? Show me something. Show me something to get excited about. And then when they do, I react. But this, I don't know about this granddaughter, I tell you, just so engaging. We can spend time together. Don't get me wrong, she wear me the hell out. You get worn out. I had just flown across the country. In fact, here's how I went. I'll tell you how I went. We'll start from the beginning. How about that? You know what? Let me turn this around so y'all can see. In fact, I even
turned up the
resolution on this video. Usually I have it really small at 640 by 360. But since I'm shooting the ultimate remote location, I turned it up to 1280 by 720 so we get like a better picture of the ultimate beautiful remote location. You know, I didn't see this 2 months ago. It looks the same. The only thing different is the leaves are gone. It's fall and the leaves on the trees are falling and the sky is gray. But I ain't Mr. California yet. Not yet. I probably will, but not yet. Anyway, so here's how my Friday went. Friday, I wake up at 8, a little bit early, 7:45 a.m., a little bit, about an hour early than when I usually get up at 9. Got some steps in, went to the dentist, got a crown put on my tooth, and got fitted for a night guard. You know, no pain, no injections, no pain, you know, just a little bit of pressure. They, you know, stuck that crown on there. And I left there, finished, you know, doing a little bit more steps. Did some more steps. And I went to Ralph's to pick up some food to eat because I didn't have any food to eat and I knew I was getting on the airplane. So I walked to Ralph's and I got some more steps and I got like a sandwich wrap or something just so I could put in my stomach, you know, doing work before I get on the plane. Then I got home. I worked an 8-hour day. Total 15,000 steps yesterday, including the airport. After work, you know, get packed, catch the Uber, and fly away to LAX. Red eye flight, which I did get some sleep in. Had like an hour or something, hour and a half or so in Chicago. I actually got some sleep. I got some sleep in every leg of that journey. On the first plane out, I got about an hour or so. I don't know how much sleep, but I did fall asleep on the airport. In the airport, laying on the floor, and I did fall asleep on the flight into Pittsburgh. I'm not sure how much. You're never really sure how much. But you know, you just gotta go on how you feel. So I felt good. Jesse picked me up. Got to my daughter's house. They were still asleep. Door was locked. She woke up, came downstairs. My daughter came downstairs, opened the door. And I was like, where's it at? She's like, it's still asleep. And then the next thing you know, boom, boom. Boom, here it come. And it was on. You know, now she knows who I am. You know, and there's no apprehension anymore. It's like, oh, grandmother here. And she started putting on her show, her performing, and all her energy and hype and all that, and telling me stuff and just talking. Oh, my God. And I go to try to pick her up. She getting heavy. I go to pick her up. Because I remember I used to be able to pick her up with one hand. Now I pick her up, like, oh my God. You know, she run around and talking and showing me stuff. And where's the keyboard? You know, she know the routine. Suitcase, she got my suitcase, you know. She put words together in sentences. It just, the energy just goes. It just goes. And so that gets you going. And there's no downtime for that. There's no downtime. Even though her mother there, we both be trying to say, ooh, go see what your mother doing. I mean, she be saying, ooh, grandfather wants you to read the book. Oh my God, she goes, and this goes, and goes, and goes. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say this without reservation. And from the bottom of my heart and soul, you need a break. Yesterday, or last night, or whatever it was, she goes to her father's, and oh my God, after a red eye. Now, no, I did get some sleep though. I take that back. See, Kimberly got to work at night too. So Kimberly trying to get some rest too. You know, Kimberly's trying to get some rest too. And, you know, once granddaughter up, it's on. But I think Kimberly got away, you know, in their situation, where she could kind of get granddaughter settled in the bed, you know, where she could be on her tablet and stuff. But I ain't got that. When I'm there, she think it's playtime. Let's go. But so she, I was able to get like an hour sleep or so. And then Kimberly goes to work. And it's just me and granddaughter for a few hours till her father come get her. You know, we hung out. We did good. You know, I did good. Now, I remember I'm tired. I done flew across the country. I done had dental work. You know, I done walked 15,000 steps. Red eye. You know how much sleep you get on a red eye or you don't. So I'm like, oh, my God. You need that downtime. You need that downtime. And then so, you know, we had a good time with her. I even got set up a couple cameras. Got some good video of me and her doing stuff. And then, you know, he came and got her. Hung out with him, talked about the Giants and the Steelers and our fantasy team. Just, you know, just good family stuff. You know, just hanging out with people. You know, y'all know I ain't used to that. Look at the ferry. That's what granddaughter calls it. That's the ferry. So he left. And then I was able to get in bed. We and granddaughter went to Sparkle, of course. Now I have to say this about Sparkle, too. I got to say this about Sparkle on South Avenue. Before I came, my daughter posted a reel in one of the chats of, they were showing ants and stuff in the meat of Sparkle on South Avenue, the one I go to. And I was like, you know, I don't care, you know. I was like, oh, well, you know, all grocery stores experienced that. Like, no big deal. And then I went, and the chicken was looking good. I got it down to the pound. Oh, chicken drumsticks, nice big meaty ones too. I was like, oh, let me throw some of these in the air fryer with some lemon pepper on them and go at it. You know, but black people, not to overcook your chicken. Don't overcook it. It should be a little bit juicy. And I don't mind. Well, I was gonna say, I don't mind if it's a little bit red. But that's probably not true. Yeah, I'll probably say I don't mind if it's a little bit juicy, you know, in the middle. I can't say red. But it could be a little bit, a teeny weeny weeny little bit red, like on the veins or something. And there's parts of it that when I cook it, when you overcook it, you can eat the whole thing. You can eat all parts. But I'm finding out when I don't cook it as much, it's juicier and tenderer and better. But I can't really eat all of it. Some of it is just not chewable. It doesn't break down, which is circumstantial, whatever. It's worth it. So I ate that chicken, and I cooked the chicken Sparkle, and I just started to notice that, you know, they've been telling me for a long time to go to the Sparkle on South Avenue. You know, and I've even said I like going to that dirty, nasty Sparkle. Because you know I like the legacy stuff. That's always talk about back here. Anything that looks like it's been back here since I was here, you know, I gravitate to. It resonates with me. That's why the architecture and stuff, and a lot of stuff I see, you know, that I knew was built or I saw when I was here when I was young. You know, so I kind of like going to that nasty Sparkle and being the one. Because, you know, I'm the Spirit Airlines guy. That's me. Yeah, we in bankruptcy. So what? Let me turn around so y'all can see my face. Y'all need to see my face about the Spirit bankruptcy thing. So we in bankruptcy, so what? I got points, I got the credit card. I still got some points I might have to use. My cousin said, talking about, you better use them for next year. So, and then I Googled, they just filed for bankruptcy protection. You know, it takes a long time for these things to completely dissolve and maybe somebody will pick them up and blah, blah, blah. And they said it's because of the merger with JetBlue and some other business transactions that fell through. It kind of put them in this predicament. The Spirit Airlines was booming. Spirit Airlines was booming. They had me my flights I wanted. I was going everywhere with them. They had the perfect flights from LA to Pittsburgh, LA to Cleveland. Cheap, just the way I like them. Couldn't beat it, couldn't beat it. So, you know, they'll get it taken care of. So I like, you know, the Consolidated. Y'all probably don't remember Consolidated. It was like an old kind of, what, convenience store? Not convenience, but what's those stores that have like plumbing and clothes and stationery and toys? That, one of those stores that have everything in there, even a little bit of hardware and tools. And one of those stores. You know, my father used to love that store. So then it was like my favorite. Here's where they built that reservoir. Or not a reservoir, I forget what they call it. Some kind of water sanctuary thing. And so, you know, that's me. But I went in this store, I went in that Spargo the other day, and I saw ants in the chicken. I saw ants on the chicken pack. Didn't bother me. I ain't gonna lie. It didn't bother me. And the chicken is in the freezer section, the freezer thing. And to be honest, it wasn't that cold. And I also noticed the people working there. Yeah. You know, I love the people working there. You know, I'm always talking to them. And, you know, we go back and forth. And I like that, you know, to a degree. I like that down home kind of. I'm a business affection, would you call it, or that connection. You know, this in the South, it's too much where they're too warm. Where I'll be like, just give me my damn hamburger. And I ain't your sweetie. And you don't need to know how it's going. Just serve me my hamburger. But you know, but to a degree, I come back here, hit Sparkle first. So I'm still usually in a good mood and excited. And I'm getting my circus peanuts and my sour cherry sours, and marshmallows and ham salad and cheese and ham, bread, etc. My pepperoni rolls, you know, all that. So I'm happy. You know, so I'm probably in a good mood. So I'm talking to them and I see them. You know, the level of service is, you know, you can tell if you got older people working there. And that's cool too. You know, it don't always have to be bigger, 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 back boom, you know. So I'm not really putting that down. But, you know, you look at everything and you see this and you see that. And I was like, you know, I might have to stop coming here. I might have to start going to the good one in Austintown. Because I felt the kind of way looking around at it. You know, I felt the kind of way. And it kind of came about as, you know, not so much feeling the way about the ants or how dirty or maybe unsightly the place is, but that played a part. Not so much that, but more or less, I might not be getting the best selection. The other stores may have a better selection of stuff. I may be missing out on the products that are available to me. And that one hit. So I might start going to the one in Austintown because it's nicer and shinier and, you know, got more lanes and, you know, it's just more modernized and quote unquote better. So, but see that Sparkle there is like the closest grocery store to the South Side. Because on the South Side, there is no grocery stores. There are no grocery stores, no place to get food. That's like the closest one. Other than that, you got to go out to Boardman. And it's not really that far. It's only like 2 more miles. But back here, you know, I guess since I grew up here, 2 miles seems like a long. It seemed like it was a long way to go from, you hear my voice crack. My voice is still recovering from the game yesterday. So, you know, 2 miles from like where I'm walking now, to the mall, like kind of where I walk, seemed like a million miles. It seemed like really, really far. You know, when you're younger, you kind of get that in your head, especially when you like younger and people say, oh, I'm not going way over there to the blah, blah, blah. It'd only be like 3 miles. I mean, that's kind of the mentality back here for a lot of people. I'm not going way over there to the da, da, da. It'd be like 2 miles. Out in LA, you know, we'll travel 20, 30 minutes. 20, 30 minutes is the minimum. You know, 20, 30 minutes is like the minimum you'll go anywhere. You know, 30, 40 miles, 20, 15, 20 miles is nothing. So, yeah, I might have overdressed, but I'm good. I might have overdressed. I'm definitely going to get a good sweat. Mr. Scale told me 216.0 today, which ain't bad after the way I've been getting down the last couple days. So if I can maintain, if I can get back into it, if I can get back early enough to get there and go to Sparkle and get my salad fixings and just do salads tonight, that'd be a big help. Instead of, you know, ham sandwiches and pepperoni rolls, I know I'm probably gonna hit some of them glazed brownies that I got also. And we got back from the grocery store. You know, granddaughter, you know, she helped me with the grocery store, helped me. I'm showing her, she gotta carry bags in. You know, I gotta say, here's your bags in. I put them under her arms, you know. She carried them like them old women be carrying their purses. And she struggled up them stuff, she get in there. Now she can open the door. So she got up there with the bags on her arms. She opened the door, you know, then she got to like wedge herself between it to get in. But she got in there with her bag. And of course, as soon as she get in the house with her bag, they get dropped right on the floor. Right there, as soon as she get in, bloop, bloop, that's it. As far as she go. But to see her walk up the walkway with the bags, you know, put them to work, that's me. Put them to work. I tell her, and I seen it already. Even her father, you know, he probably more roughhouse with her, you know. I'm sure they get theirs on, the wrestling and stuff. Cause I can tell some of the stuff I be doing to her, she don't be fazed by it when she was young. Throwing her around and whatever, she ain't worried about it. So I know they get it on. But he still love her too much, treat her like a little baby. I'm like, that child can walk. You ain't gotta pick her up, that child can walk, you know. My daughter is a lot less than the rest of them. My daughter be like, you know, all right, whatever, you know, to a degree. And I'm starting to be a little bit more aware ever since she had that accident at the mall. I'm a little bit, definitely more aware. You know, I realize that things can happen now. You know, things can happen, so that's always in the back of my mind. But they be like doing too much here. Be, you know, hold in, don't do this, don't do that. I'd be like, let that child go. When we go out, I'd be like, come on. I'd be like, come on. You know, that's how I did the child and probably how I did my kids. I'd be like, come on. You know, I didn't never grab their hand or show them how to do it. It was like, come on. And that's how they learned how to, you know, be with me, especially the child. I definitely remember her. I turn around, look at her. I just start walking. She just start following me. And I just, you know, look, glance back over the side of my, you know, the corner of my eye and make sure she's still back there. And then we keep going and she followed me. And I remember one time, she was like 8 or 9, she was older. And I just took off walking, she just came following me. I was like, oh, I taught you that, I remember that, huh? She's just like there walking behind me, like she always do, like, you know, like we always do, because we was in Vegas. Downtown Vegas, and somebody, one of the stages started playing music, and I just broke. You know, as soon as they started playing the music, I just took off without even thinking where I was or who I was with. And I turned around, she's behind me. Good, 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 good thinking, good thinking. So, you know, they be like, oh, don't fall, get this. Don't run. They be like, oh, do all that. I'll be like, uh-huh, okay. But that one thing I do say is I like, take your socks off. I don't like I'm running in socks on the hardwood floor. Every time I see you in them socks on the hardwood floor, I be wanting to take them socks off, and I usually do. Even in the basement, we go in the basement, you got the concrete floor. I don't care. She can run. She can really run without them socks on in the basement. And she can, like, you know, stretch out. She got good footing. Anyhow, where was I? What was I talking about? Oh. Well, anyway, she went away. And then so, she went away, drove all this. Kimberly went to work till, you know, overnight. She worked graveyard. So I had to play stuff, which didn't really mean anything because the only thing I was doing was sleep. You know, I was able to, yeah, it kind of don't matter, but, you know, I just was able to completely exhale and just get some rest and sleep. And then Kimberly would come home, you know, 6:30, she got a routine. She come in and do whatever she got to do and go to bed. We don't even speak. Even though I think I might have been awake. And if I'm awake, I act like I ain't. That's just how we roll. And then, so I think I was up. I think I was awake at about 6:30. Because that's when I started looking for them damn tickets. Like, do I want to go to this game? How bad do I want to go to this game? Where do I want to sit? Where will I sit to be at that game? Because I knew it was a big game. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I knew this was a big game. And for me to be back here and not go, oh. And again, I'm going to say I can afford it. And I'm not saying, please don't take that as me bragging that I got money or that I'm rich. That's not the point. The point is, I want to relay that this is not something that's out of the, you know, that's out of my reach. It's very within my expenditures and spending money like that on tickets is very within my reach. And I want to let, you know, set that to when I tell the story about how I evaluate and maybe struggle a little bit on whether I should do something or not. Because an argument can be made, hey, that's your football team you done love for 50 years. All you talk about is the Steelers. This is the biggest game of a season. You back here, you got opportunity to go, and you can afford it. What's the problem? You know, I'm like, oh, I want to sit in this seat, but I don't want to pay that much money for it. I'm like, oh. But some people just, you know, there's some people out there with the mentality and the reasoning that, hey, shut up. You can afford it. What you whining about? You know what I mean? And that's what I'm going at. It's not, you know, how much money I may or may not have, or I'm bragging it, you know, income or whatever. But that's what, you know, I'm laying there. But I like doing that. I mean, for days, weeks even, I was looking at them tickets, Ticketmaster. You know, looking to see, trying to find a good ticket. And literally all the way up until when I had to get up and go. Literally two times in a row. I'm laying in the bed and I'm like, I can't. Okay, and I'll say this too. And I told my daughter, and she knew it too. I said, you know, the only reason I went, because granddaughter was coming back home because her father had to drop her off because he had to work. So granddaughter was going to be coming home at about noon. The game started at 1. Your granddad was coming at noon. The game started at 1. and then my ex, her grandmother, was going to come pick her up around 2. But, you know, as soon as I get in that mix and I'm there, Kimberly be like, oh, stay with grandfather. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to go. She going to try to take a nap. And grandma be like, okay, I'm going to come pick her up around, can I come pick her up around 4 or 5? And I was like, that, I ain't gonna lie, that factored in to whether I bought that $800 ticket or not. I ain't gonna lie. And that's why I brought up the affordability part. I can afford that $800, whatever dollar ticket to sit. And I sat one row in front of where I sat the last time I went. Same section, literally one seat in front of it. Same seat number, row F and row G. And I paid about twice as much for the ticket. That's how big of a game it was. And I like sitting up top, section 235. I like sitting up there seeing the whole field. I can still see the bench. They can't hear me when I scream at them, but it's better. And Chapman don't be getting in the way. Chapman is the portable camera setup. It'd be always moving back and forth with the plays, and it gets in the way. Sometimes you just be too low, and you can't really see the field. You can't judge, you know, how many yards they got or anything. Of course, you can look at the screen, but no, sitting up at a 235. And that's where the press box is. That's where all the people who do the real work are. They're above me, you know, behind glass. In fact, because I was like turning around looking up there trying to see if I seen any of the podcasters who may be in the press facilities. And I saw Bob Gradiola, whatever his name was, looked out, and he looked down at me. And I pointed at him, and he pointed at me. I was like, I see him on the Steelers broadcast a lot. And he walked out to the window, you know. And I looked, I was like, hey, dude. And he pointed back at me. So, you know, all of that. I'm at the game. Oh, I'm at the game. Oh, yeah, it was a good game. It was a hell of a game. It was a game. Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to go into how good the game was. It was just a hell of a game. And I'm at the game. You know, I'm doing my thing. I'm, you know, cutting up, dancing, doing whatever I'm doing, having a good time, getting food, talking to myself. You know, I'm just having a good time. And my ex-wife's husband said, he a Browns fan. He was like, why didn't you ask me to go to the game with you? I was like, I just started laughing to myself. I'm like, ain't no way in hell. I just got to do this by myself. This is me. I got to be by myself. I ain't got time. No. I don't want nothing diverting my attention from being with me and performing or whatever you want to call it, acting out, raising that energy, expressing, whatever. I can't be inhibited. From the drive down there, you know, thinking to myself, listen to what I want to listen to, oh my God. I don't think I can do, well, I can do stuff with other people, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, no, it's just too rewarding, feels too good just to be there, dancing, talking to myself, you know, not having to focus on anything, not having to divert my attention to anything that I don't want to, not feeling obligated to talk to somebody or be with somebody, or they telling me, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. You want anything? No. Or if I go somewhere, can you get me a... No, that's not me. I just can't do that. And if I turn around and I see something I want to go, I don't want to have to explain it or ask or do anything. I'm just gone. Think of something. And I'm gone. And that's just the way I operate. I don't need to be with anybody. I really don't. So I'm there doing my thing. They playing music. But when I think about that hip hop music, this pretty much garbage in the stadium, them beats are killing. Them hip hop beats that get on my nerves and those little beats or phrases or whatever, they start playing that stuff like ding, ding, all of that. They played in the club. They played that West Coast Dre stuff. Oh my God. And even the rock stuff they play, they play Nirvana. Hello. They played all that. It was just killing. And I'm just dancing, having a good time. And this lady came up to me, she said, hey, are you P-Funk One? I was like, yeah. And she showed me on her phone. She had pictures of me from the Raider game and the Raider game and the Chargers game. The Chargers game in LA and the Raider game in Vegas. She had pictures of me on her phone in my jersey. She said she'd been to 4 games and she saw me at 3 of them. She said she'd been to four games and she saw me at three of them. She said she was looking for me at the last Raider game. And I said, no, I couldn't go. It was too expensive. And I thought about going. She said she thought she wanted to see me. She saw me at that game. And she came down. I took a picture with her. And she, I looked down on her phone. It was me. You see the P-Funk 1 jersey on. I was like, oh my God. You know, that kind of stuff. Let me turn around so you can see the smile on my face. Oh, so it's not gonna do that? Oh, now it did work. I mean, that touched me. And that kind of lets me know who I am, what I do and how I do it, whatever. You know, that it lets me know that whatever I'm doing, however I'm doing or whatever, is getting out there. You know, that little inkling like that, I don't need constant feedback. In fact, I kind of don't want constant feedback. You know, I just want to keep doing it from the out of my heart because I want to. And every now and then, a little something will show up. Oh, it's working. Quote unquote, it's working. Or I'm out there. Or that energy is being picked up. You know, she showed me a picture of me from what, like last year, whenever it was. It was at the game. It was good. It was good. And I got pictures of that of her phone. That was so cool. That's what we do. See the fans and being in that damn stadium. Oh my God. Being in that stadium. Of course, after going in and buying that ticket, hitting purchase, hitting order, you're looking at it, you're going back and forth, you're refreshing the screen, you're waiting for that ticket price to come down, other ones to pop up. Then you just finally say, funk it, I gotta do this. And I admit, I thought about granddaughter coming back home, granddaughter being here, and I being here during the game. I ain't gonna lie, that helped me buy that $800 ticket. That made it a little bit easier, maybe even a lot easier. To spend $800 on that ticket. Because granddaughter is distracted. And like, I could just, you know, I don't know if I could or not, but I could say, all right, shut the door, leave me alone. You know, nope. I could clamp down on like that and let her know, you know, not now. Nope, leave me alone, you know. But I don't want to do that. It's like, I don't want to do it. That's my choice, not to do that. For whatever reason, not to stifle her energy and enthusiasm. Even though I do, because I was watching videos I made. And I do be checking her. And I guess she used to it, because she kind of played with it, because she was like, she was screaming. You know, she doing all that screaming and stuff. Now, you saw me. She be doing her screaming and stuff, you know, playing, whatever. And sometimes it get loud. And I was like, I think we got a dynamic where she knows she can just do stuff until I tell her to stop, and she's comfortable with that. Because she'll just do stuff, look up, I'll just look at her sometimes, like, and she'll smile and stop. Before she does it, she'll look at me, and I'll be looking at her, and she'll, like, move her hand back or whatever, like that. But one time, we was on the camera doing stuff, and, you know, I was, because I remember I'm tired. Remember, I'm kind of tired and stuff. So, you know, she full of energy. And I'm just like, you know, off an airplane and groggy and this and all like that. And, you know, just waiting for her. I'm gonna get her up so I can get in bed and, you know, relax and exhale a little bit. And that screaming was kind of getting to me. And it's like a high-pitched scream. I can't even do it. My voice don't even get that kind of shrill to it. You know, then, you know, while we're walking, you know, we both were screaming. She screamed, I screamed. You know, there's a place for it. But I was like, all right, that's enough of that. I'm like, that's enough of that, that's enough of that, that's enough of that. And then one time, we was on the camera, and I see her gearing up the screen, and I'm like, ah. I went, ah, she was like, and I'm like, ah. And she stopped. She started to laugh. We both kind of giggled together. That was kind of cool. You know, let us know. Let me know we on the same page. And she understand. You know, she kind of giggled. You can see us both laughing at that. You know, in fact, even this morning, I was going to clip that out of that long video that I made and posted. Because that was a moment. We had our moment. We just kind of just both laughed because we knew what she was going to do. You know, because she's going to do stuff and look at me, and I'm looking right at her, and she knows what kind of reaction she get or don't get, you know, if she can do it or not, or if she can, you know, kind of get away with it or whatever, you know, she knows, and I think that's kind of how our relationship goes, which is kind of the way I like it. I kind of don't want to be the, you know, the Mr. Negative. I don't want to be Mr. Negative, but you know, maybe that's my role. Maybe that's my role. Cause she probably do enough stuff. You know, she probably already doing way too much that she ain't supposed to be doing, quote unquote. And I'm just like letting her, you know, I'm just like checking her and stuff. So this dude walking up in front of me, I'm just gonna let him go way up because you know he's looking back at the camera. You know, people need some stuff. So I'm just gonna let him walk some, get a little farther distance. Seems to be too interested in what I'm doing. Walking behind him. God knows what he's doing out here. So I'm just gonna like let him get a little bit of distance and walk. And turn around like this. See? Oh, maybe he's just waiting on the bus. That's what he's probably doing. He's probably just waiting on the bus. Like, make sure the bus don't go by. Nope. He started talking to that person. He kept walking. Look like he might be just out here. Look like he just might be out here. Looking for something to do. I don't know. Sitting in the corner. See him? Probably just out here trying to do this or do that. So we're going to have to deal with it. See him? Oh, there's a bus stop there. I'll be checking, folks. You got to be aware. But anyway, in these hotels out here, I always wanted to check and see how much they charge for them and stuff. You know, because sometimes I need a break. I got to talk about granddaughter. Sometimes I need a break. And I want to, and these hotels are close. You know, let's have a night. And I don't need much. I just need a room, you know, to kind of chill and whatnot. But you can see, I don't even know if this one is open. Oh, it says open. It says it's open. So I guess it's open. So, that's that. So I went to the game. It was good. My football team did what they were supposed to do. They turned it out. We had I ain't see it this time.
What's it called?
I was thinking about it. He was like the second person I knew he was looking for the bus. People be asking, did you see the bus come down? I guess the bus don't run on time. Well, I think people just like to talk. People back here just like to talk and engage. You know, they just want to know. You know, in L.A., you kind of know the buses are running. You know, you're used to it. But I guess here, the schedule may be this way or that way or whatever. But it's a good game. Steelers did what they're supposed to do. Glad I went. Glad I was there. And, you know, my daughter, you know, because she sleeps. She work all night. So she woke up. She don't know if I'm downstairs or not. And she told me last time, just take the car. Don't even wake her up. This time, she was like, she was like, did you buy a ticket? And I sent her pictures of the game. I sent her pictures of the field. I was already at my stadium. I was already at my seat with my food. And she asked, did I buy a ticket? And I was like, yeah. I didn't put no text. I just sent the pictures of the game. She was like, you ain't tell me. I said, the reason she said that is because she knew granddaughter was coming back at noon and she wanted some help. She wanted some help. And if I wasn't there, you know, if I was up and awake or whatever, you know, I would. If I was up and awake, I'd go ahead and, you know, take her, let her in, tell her, mommy sleep, let mommy sleep. You know, mommy upstairs sleep, mommy upstairs, let her sleep. She'd be up in a little bit. You know, she cool like that. She'll stay down here. And every now and then, she'll try to go upstairs or something. Like, ah, come on, come back here. I guess I am grumpy old grandpa in my cool way. Not grumpy, but you know, that's the truth though. I say the problem with them is they love you too much. They love you too much. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you the truth. They love you too much. And I'll be like, ah, nope. Come on, let's go. But that's me, where I may operate from the negative, but that negative has a very far boundary. You know, whether they may be going like, yeah, we don't want to do this. You know, they may do it softer, more gentler, more positive, whatever. But their boundary is probably a lot smaller than I am. You know, the scope of what they allow her or not allow her to do is probably a lot smaller. Because I just sit there and look at her. All right, keep looking at electrical socket. You'll find out. You know, not to that degree, but, you know, compared to what they, you know, some of the stuff that they react to is almost something like that. But it's good. It's good. As you can tell, I'm feeling good. Today's Monday. I'll work Monday and Tuesday. Got to take Wednesday off because it's an office day and I can't be there. I already got the PTO scheduled. I'm pretty sure I got the PTO scheduled. I'm pretty sure I did all that already. I'll check when I get back. Yeah. We'll check and see. See, I gotta watch these cars. These cars, they don't be waiting. These folks do not be waiting. These folks do not be waiting. That's all I got to say. But it ain't all, but, you know. So then I'll be off Wednesday. And, okay, you say, oh yeah, you off Wednesday. That's cool. You know, yeah, you off Wednesday. Yeah, I'm off Wednesday. But so is my daughter, which means, my daughter's off Tuesday and Wednesday, which means not only do I gotta work, I gotta work with them. My daughter be coming to my room, and they both come in the room. You know, so sometimes I just gotta learn how to shut the door and focus. I gotta learn how to shut the door and focus. Because if I'm doing too much, I get agitated. I'll get agitated. And I just got to realize, just take a deep breath. You know, let them know, all right, I got to shut the door. I got to focus on something. I got to handle this. I'm trying to handle too much. The tension. I can feel the tension rise. And I'm talking about tension for Jeffrey. I ain't talking about, you know, real life tension that a lot of y'all going through and a lot of y'all got. I'm just talking about tension. You know, and relative. Everything is relative. Because believe me, that ain't tension. I'm sure my daughter go through, my granddaughter, and people with kids and teenagers and all of that, and working and life and boyfriends or husbands or whatever. You know, this little bit of handling a help desk ticket and keeping. And while granddaughter's screaming and jumping up and down on the bed, that ain't nothing. But sometimes I need, that's the life. I live by myself. Even when I go out to my mother's at the undisclosed location, her having a TV on all the time bugs me. I mean, TV is on all the time. I'm not used to that. That's why I was looking at these hotels on this street. Just to get a room where it's quiet. And like what I said with my daughter, goes to work and granddaughter ain't there. To have that quiet is precious. To have that quiet is precious to me. I need it. I need it, especially after a long Friday, getting dental work done and catching a red eye up all night. You know, I need that time to settle. Yesterday, I went to bed early. Yesterday, I went to bed like 11 p.m. 11 p.m. is like 8 o'clock in California. That's early. And I ain't really got to get up till noon because I work till 11. So, you know, everything is shifted. And I was tired and I slept. Oh, and I woke up this morning, just laid there in the quiet, you know, just rejuvenated. So, granddaughter be back tomorrow. So I'm gonna use this time now, you know, to get a good footprint on work. Get a good, some good traction on work on Monday. Get set up, because the setup is a little different. I gotta get used to it. Not get used to it, but you know, it's different from my setup at home, where I got two big, you know, I got a high resolution monitor. The monitor here is not as high resolution. And we got a new, oh, that's right. And we got a new system, but I did it at my mother's house. My mother has a lower resolution monitor too. Because we got a new help desk system that the configuration is a little different. And on a bigger monitor, high resolution monitor, it's easier to, you know, position your windows. So I just have to, you know, get used to working with the new system, Talk Desk. Talk Desk working with ServiceNow. This monitor that I got for Walmart that was on discount for $58. I remember that. I told that story. Went to Walmart to pick up a monitor instead of carrying my portable monitor back. And that was back in the early days before I was solidly on this coming back here every 2 months tip. Because I come back here every 2 months. You know, I'll be back here, I guess when she was born. I think I came in January because I didn't make it when she was like first born. So I'm like, what's the use? She can't do nothing. It's like, still a hit. Yeah. Her birth, somehow on her birthday, it'll be good every 2 months. It just so happens it was some P-Funk shows and some Funketeer balls and Steeler games that happened to coincide. It just kind of falls into place. Come back here and I can work from here. The only caveat, I call it that, every Wednesday, I got to take a PTO day because I'm not in the office. I'm not there to be in the office. And if you can't, you know, be in the office, you got to take a PTO day. But the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, they tell us we can work from home, which is good. But it also takes away a reason to take a day off back here. Because I got PTO time. I got about probably, I'd say about 44 hours of PTO. Something like that, I think. Maybe may even be more. Or something like that. You know, so I got a few and I'm trying to save them up. Because my buddy, he a Dodger fan. He a Dodger fan like I'm a Steeler fan. And the Dodgers is playing playoffs and World Series here in L.A. And he said he couldn't go because he didn't have PTO. That sent a chill through my body. I said, it probably has to be a trip to HR in my future if that was to happen to me. I mean, how could my football team playing or P-Funk playing and I couldn't go because I didn't have PTO? No. And I don't want to compromise my job like that. I don't want to be that guy because I respect the job that much. You know, I don't want to I don't want to. I will compromise the principles or the system or the legislation or whatever. Figure out a way for me to be at that concert or that game. 56 degrees out here feels comfortable. I'm probably wearing too many clothes. Threw on my daughter's hoodie. I got on a t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, my sauna suit. Wanna see it? My sauna suit. Can you see it? Oh, it zips. See my sauna suit? Same one I always wear. And I put a hoodie on top of it. And I'm wearing a winter hat. This is like a thick winter hat too. This ain't like decorational ones for like your football team. This thing got my head sweating. So I'm definitely getting a good sweat. Feel comfortable. My legs aren't cold. Like I said, the humidity makes the air softer. I just call it softer, because that's what it feels like to me, even in the summertime. Humidity makes everything softer, not as crisp or hard or cutting or whatever you want to call it. But I was walking the other day. I was walking here, and Jesse picked me up from the airport. Him and Basie picked me up from the airport. You know, took me to my daughter's house. I saw granddaughter, blah, blah, blah. You know, and me and granddaughter went to Sparkle. And I said, let me go ahead and finish getting my steps in. Let me finish getting my steps. So I threw her in the stroller, got her dressed. My daughter threw a coat on or whatever, threw in the stroller, got her dressed. We start walking. And so Jesse and Paisley ride by. I'm like, he pulled up on me. I was like, look. He had just dropped me off, and then see him again. It's interesting seeing people that, you know, I'm not used to seeing people I know while I'm out here walking. Especially know like that, you know, known for 20, 30 years and stuff. But it's fine. It's fine. Got her loaded up. We started rolling out. And I had like 5,000 steps in that I got in from the airport or whatever. From that morning. And I said, I'm just going to, let me walk these 5,000. But I went and walked the whole route. We walked the whole route. We did good. And so I got like 15,000 steps in yesterday. Or no, yesterday I barely got 10,000 in. It was the game. Saturday, I got like 15,000 in. So that was good. It didn't help. Mr. Scale told me 218 when I got on the scale last night. I knew what I was doing. I was eating. I earned it and it was worth it. So we'll go with that. Anyhow, 50 minutes. Swing on, y'all. Ultimate remote location. Out here, getting them steps did. Maybe if I get back home, if I get back to my daughter's house early enough, I can run out and get some salad and stuff so that I don't, you know, so that I don't act up. I might try to do that. I think I'm going to try to do that. Anyway. Swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. For my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. My family. Oh my God, that don't even sound right for me to say that, do it? I feel weird, don't it? Well, I feel weird saying it. You gonna run me over. I feel weird saying it. Because I ain't that kind of person to celebrate family. Like, people be like, you know, family, family, family. I celebrate when we do something, accomplish. When I can see a tangible event or an outcome. Outcome. Outcome is the word. I like seeing outcome. I just thought of that. I'm going to carry that on. Outcome. I like seeing outcome. When it comes down to granddaughter, my kids, job, whatever. Outcome is key to me, even with me. That's what I like to see. That's what I reward That's what I resonate with. That's what I respond to. Outcome. Not just being there. Anyway, for all of that, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one.